Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're here next in our series on the end of the age. The disciples asked the Lord, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world or the end of the age?" We read in Romans 3:11, "This and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." That salvation is in three tense: past, present, and future. Past tense is when we were saved. Present tense is right now. And future is when we're out of this world. Past tense, we're safe from the penalty of sin. Present tense, we can be saved from the power of sin if we'll do what the Bible says, living here on earth. And thank the Lord, one day we'll be saved from the presence of sin. Now, we want to look at this Ephesians 2, verse 2 and 3, time past. He said to these Ephesians Christians, "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation," our manner of life, that word actually means, "in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So he's talking about the difference from when they were not saved until when they were saved. But now he brings that up to the future and says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, but without God in the world. Now he's talking to these Gentile Christians, and he's comparing them, that they were outside of anything to do with God, as far as Israel was God's chosen people. "But now," he says, "but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off," meaning not part of Israel, "are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Then he goes on to talk about ages to come. We read in verse 7 that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:26, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. So we have times past, but then we also have to understand, if we're going to understand this portion of Scripture correctly, we need to ask ourselves who is talking. Paul, the apostle, is sitting in a Roman dungeon, and he is writing to encourage these Christians at Ephesus. To whom is he talking, as we said? Ephesians 1 and 1, to the saints which are at Ephesus. These, it's important to understand, if we're going to understand this portion of Scripture, they were mostly Gentile Christians. And they were in this church, and they were not understanding the difference between time past and the present time. When did this take place? Very important. When we study this Word of God, we need to ask ourselves not only who is talking, who is he talking to, but when did it take place? It took place 2,000 years ago. That's important. So as he's talking to these Christians 2,000 years ago, he's talking to them about their time past. Now, you understand, the Jewish nation started in Genesis chapter 12 with Abraham and Moses and David and John the Baptist and Peter, and we're going to go right through here to Stephen. We'll explain that more maybe in a later message. But these men were no longer on earth when Paul was talking to these Gentile Christians at Ephesus. They were no longer there. And so the context of this portion of Scripture has to do with the Jews and the Gentiles and what was happening back then. So he said in Ephesians 1:10 that the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one, Ephesians 2:14, for he is our peace who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. So we're talking about the Gentiles, talking about the Jews. Paul is trying to get these Christians to understand in Ephesians. Now they are both one. You have a Gentile who is anybody who isn't a Jew. You have the Jew, that's the Jewish people. You have the Gentiles, that's anyone who isn't a Jew. And then we have Christians who are made up of either one when they trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But now, then ages to come. Very important. Let's go over this again. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. And so we're comparing here with ages to come. For those people, 2,000 years ago, that's time past to us, but now, 2,000 years ago, he's saying to these Ephesians, look ahead, we're looking at ages to come. Now, those are two more ages, and those are plural. One is the local church age that we're living in right now, and then the final age will be the 1,000-year reign when Jesus is here on earth. Now, keeping in mind, that the Jewish people began with Abraham, Moses, David, John the Baptist, Peter, Stephen, and they rejected Jesus Christ as their king and their Messiah. So we read Luke 21, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. That's Jewish people for the last 2,000 years. They became a nation again in 1948. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that's this present age that we're living in right now. Now, here's a simple key to understand the Word of God, and without it, we won't understand it. Revelation 1, 19 and 20, John was told three things. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. We can't understand the Bible correctly unless we understand these three terms here. The things that thou hast seen, past tense. The things that are, present tense. And the things that shall be hereafter, future tense. What is the Bible talking about when we study it? When is the time period? It's very important. Now, he went on to say the mystery of the seven churches which thou sawest. Again, we're in the book of Revelation here. And he explains it, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The angels means messengers, referring to the pastor. And so he says the seven churches, which it's so important. There's seven periods of time in the seven different churches. Now, also, and you know, the argument has gone on for years, are these seven literal churches or are these seven periods of time? They're both. There's seven churches that existed. You can go to a travel service right now and buy yourself a ticket and go and visit all these locations where these churches used to be. But as we look into the timeline here, you have Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and the Laodicean age, which we are now. Now, these dates we have here are approximate dates, but we're looking at the end when Israel became a nation in 1948. When these things begin to happen, Jesus said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. That's where we are in the program right now. The next thing on God's program, there's no prophecy left to be fulfilled, but the rapture of the Christian is next. Be sure to be with us for our next program.